God, Amun Ra, you are Yusuf Bey, son of Abdul Malik.
I am, O Father. I have answered your summons.
You are prepared to undertake a mission?
I am.
And to live your life according to the pattern decreed by the priests of Arkham?
I am.
Hear then. 3,000 years ago lived the princess Ananka and a young man, Karis. They dared to love each other. But Ananka was a priestess initiate of Arkham, and such a love was forbidden. The princess died, her soul accursed forever. Karis was buried with her. Then, 30 years ago,
an expedition located and entered the tomb of Ananka. Managing to escape the guarding mummy, they brought the body of the Princess Ananka here to America. It is now one of the choice possessions of the Scripps Museum. This, however, did not end the matter. The secret cult, the priests of Arkham, smuggled the monster Karis into this country and right into our own vicinity, Mapleton. He was turned loose. And every living member of the party who had dared set foot into that faraway tomb died by his hands. The monster itself was later consumed in the flames of the Banning House, and thus ended a reign of terror which, remarkably enough, had its origin centuries ago.
Professor Norman?
Yes?
I know the paper said the mummy really lived, and...
That's right.
But it's incredible. I believe maybe it was a man made up as a mummy to keep the legend alive.
I saw the creature. I analyzed the mold found on the wrappings about his body. I saw him moving around, and so did hundreds of other people. Yes, Miss McLean?
Wasn't he kept alive by the fluid from some sort of leaves?
He was. Tana leaves. They grew from a low bush found centuries ago in Central Africa, quite extinct now. A quantity of them was found among the effects of Professor Banning, the man who first discovered the mummy's tomb. The authorities gave me permission to take them for scientific research. But how they could preserve life indefinitely is still a mystery. If Banning knew the solution, the secret died with him. But the laboratory has solved mysteries before. And perhaps someday... Which brings us to the end of our discussion. I assure you that in our next class, we will concern ourselves solely with the history of Egypt and not with the more lurid and non-curricular subject of living mummies. Good afternoon.
Hey, Tom.
Well, out for practice tomorrow?
Yep.
What do you make of all this Egyptian mummy stuff that Norman's been dishing out?
I don't make anything of it. It's out of my line.
I thought maybe your girlfriend could throw a little light on the subject.
You're crazy. How would Amina know any more about it than you or I?
Well, she's an Egyptian, isn't she? At least her ancestors were.
And your ancestors used to live in caves, so maybe you can tell us where to find the missing link.
Oh, don't get angry now. She was my girlfriend. I'd ask her.
Well, she isn't, so don't bother.
Hi there, Peanuts. You been a good boy today? Missed you, Poppy, didn't you?
Oh, that demonstration is just gratitude for leaving him in my company all afternoon.
Which proves that his judgment and taste are as good as his master's. Say, isn't it about your pudding time?
In just a few minutes.
What's this? The tombs of ancient Egypt. Say, Norman would be interested in these. You should have heard him this afternoon. Gave us an eyewitness account of that 3,000-year-old Egyptian mummy wandering around here strangling people. What's wrong?
Nothing,
What is it, Amina? Why do you always get so jittery if I mention anything about Egypt?
Please, Tom. Do we have to talk about it?
Well, why not? You're Egyptian. That makes it important and interesting to me. But whenever I speak of it, you freeze up.
I know. I can't help it. Something happens to me when I think of Egypt.
But what's wrong with Egypt, darling? It's as modern and up-to-date as any other country.
I know all that, but please, if you don't mind, I'd rather not talk about it.
All right, darling. I'm sorry. Well, you ready to go?
Yes. I have to take these books to Professor Norman.
Come here. What's wrong?
I don't know. I feel so tired all of a sudden.
And you're working too hard, that's what. And I come in here and get you all upset with my talk about mummies. I'll take these books over for you and you go get some rest, okay?
Okay.
However, that doesn't mean I'm letting you off our date tonight. Come on, Peanuts.
The world believes it has destroyed Caris. But through the sacred message brought to us by the most holy spirit of Amun-Ra, we know that he still lives.
Caris still lives?
Lives only for the purpose for which he was created. To guard Ananka's tomb until the end of time. Your mission is to bring him back to Egypt. And with him, Ananka, his beloved princess. Now swear by the ancient gods of Egypt that you will never rest until the princess Ananka and Caris have been returned to their rightful resting places in these tombs.
I swear. By the mighty power of Amun-Ra, whose anger can shatter the world, and by the dread horror of Set, that I shall never forsake my trust as a priest of Arka, nor shall I rest until the Princess Ananka and Caris are safe once more in the hills of Arka.
Once each night, during the cycle of the full moon, you will brew 9 tana leaves. Caris will know and come for the fluid which preserves him. He will find it wherever it is.
I believe I have it.
Good. And you'll come to bed, won't you, dear?
No.
Oh, but it's late, and you just said you finished.
Oh, I found the means to finish. Key to the locked door, I hope. This was the lock. This one elusive hieroglyphic. And here I've found the key.
What on earth does it say?
It says 9.
Is that all?
That may be everything.
All right. Then you come to bed. It'll still be 9 tomorrow night, won't it?
Yes, but tomorrow night the moon will not be full. That's part of the story these tell also. 9 tana leaves must be brewed during the cycle of the full moon.
Whatever has the full moon to do with it? Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yes, it sounds that way, doesn't it? But how are we to be certain? The moon affects the tides. It may have the power to affect these tana leaves as well. I don't know.
Well, it's all too much for me.
That's my salvation, Ella. The fact that you're not a scientist and that it is too much for you. Now run along to bed and don't worry about me.
All right.
Thank you.
dead. Murdered.
What?
Yeah, it happened sometime last night.
I can't believe it.
It's all over the campus. The sheriff's at Norman's house right now. Tom, Amina's mixed up in it, too.
Amina?
Yeah. A watchman picked her up unconscious right outside Norman's house early this morning. It's only logical that they suspect...
What's logical about it?
What does it look like, Coroner?
Strangulation. The traces of foreign substance on the throat. That's mold.
The mummy.
I begged Matthew to come to bed last night. I begged him, but he wouldn't listen to me. He kept talking about keys and leaves and moonlight. And now he's dead. He's dead.
Well, how do you feel now?
I'm all right.
Good. Now you can tell us what you were doing outside this house last night.
No, I can't. I don't know.
Do you usually go walking on the campus in your nightgown?
I tell you, I don't know how I got there last night. Or why.
Well, something happened here to make you faint. What was it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Now, look, Miss Manzori, I don't want to get tough. But a man was murdered here last night. I'm not saying you had anything to do with it. But you are in a pretty hot spot. And a lapse of memory won't help you out of it. So you'd better...
Where do you think you're going?
I want to see the sheriff.
Let him in, Joe.
Don't worry, honey. Everything's all right. She had nothing to do with this, Sheriff.
You can prove this, of course.
Certainly. She was with me last night.
For how long?
Well, we went to the show and...
What time did you leave her?
It was somewhere around 11 o'clock, but...
The murder took place after midnight. That puts us right back where we were before you come barging in here. What did you do after this young man left you last night? Can you remember that?
Oh, yes. I went to bed almost immediately after Tom brought me home. I fell asleep right away, too. And then, the next thing, the watchman found me.
You better go home.
But don't leave Mapleton until I tell you. You understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Come on, Amina. I'll take you home.
What's the matter, Tom?
Nothing, dear. Everything's going to be all right.
Watcher, top of the courthouse, 9:30 to 12.
Well, I reckon you gotta do it.
We've all got to do what we can, Mrs. Evans. I'm patrolling High Street from 6 to 14.
Well, all the money in the world wouldn't get me out tonight. I remember the last time this happened. It was pretty horrible.
Mighty gods of Egypt, extend your shielding arm to me, your servant. Protect me in this strange and foreign land. Help me to dispatch with speed and glory the mission I have undertaken in your name. Bring Karis to me. Wherever he is, guide his steps into these hills where I await him. Make him to know that I prepare again for him the cup of life, the sacred fluid of the Tana leaves.
Don't tell me you've run out of gas.
No, I just wanted to stop and look at you. You know, I haven't heard you laugh like that for weeks.
Oh, yes, I was laughing, wasn't I? I didn't realize it myself. Oh, it's wonderful. I can laugh again.
And that's the way it's going to be from now on. No more of this nonsense of hearing voices out of the blue and going from chills to fever in the same day, right?
Right.
That makes it unanimous. Now what?
I don't know. I felt cold.
That better?
What makes him act like that?
Oh, he heard another dog bark, so he thinks he has to bark too. Just showing off, that's all.
I wonder.
I love you, darling.
I love you too, Tommy.
Then let me hear you laugh again. What's the matter?
That shadow.
It's nothing, just your imagination. Come on now, relax.
Sorry if I scared you folks. I was just taking a shortcut home through the field there and I tripped over a stump. Thought I never would quit rolling.
That's too bad. But you're on level ground now, so don't let us detain you.
Sure, sure. Well, good night, dear.
Good night. Now, you see, you even had me going there for a minute.
Take me home, Tommy.
But you saw for yourself.
I know, but please.
All right, darling.
Go back to bed, Monty.
Ben, Mrs. Evans. And nothing human tore through that wall.
Sheriff! Look at this. If the mummy didn't make those prints, I'll eat them.
We'll get the rest of the men and comb this country inch by inch. If you spot the mummy, don't try to mix with them. Just keep them in sight until more help arrives.
Mighty Amun-Ra, I thank thee for guiding Karis to me and for delivering us from the hands of those who would destroy us. Grant me the wisdom and the skill to complete our mission and to return the Princess Ananka to the tombs of Arkham. Almighty Amun-Ra, thy will only is omnipotent. Come, Kharis.
And that is the history of the Princess Ananka. The story of a disastrous love which started more than 3,000 years ago and has endured through the centuries to bring tragedy and death into the lives of everyone connected with the opening of her tomb. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll follow me into the next tomb, I'll tell you all about the exhibit which dates back to the 13th dynasty.
Of Egypt. Forgive us, the priests of Arkham, powerless now to prevent the gaze of these heretics resting upon her. May the reclamation of her body absolve us from any laxity that may have been ours.
The hour of death. The forces of evil stand at the threshold. A man shall die tonight in this, the murder. Did you ever meet a killer, my friends? You will tonight. A killer is at large tonight, my friends. He enters the darkened study of Dr. X, the mad doctor of Market Street. In the darkened shadows of the room, the doctor waits. There's a scuffle, screams, gunshots, crash.
Amun-Ra, Isis, Osiris, help me. Fulfillment is at hand. Behold her, Ananka, the princess of your forbidden love. The gods have been kind. Beneath the sheltering wings of their protection, we have come to the end of our quest. Kharis, the tombs of Arkham are waiting to claim their own. Soul has entered another form. Chosen to make our task more difficult. So be it. In whatever form an Anka's soul has found refuge, it shall not escape us. Our mission will be fulfilled.
Get away from that case.
I am a priest of Arkham. I fear only the great wrath of Amun-Ra, not the little angers of an infidel.
I'm warning you.
What happened? I thought there was someone here in the room. I could feel his hands touching me.
You must have been having a nightmare, dear. There's no one here.
Tom Hervey wants to see you, Sheriff.
Let him come in.
Morning, Hervey. What's on your mind this time?
Sheriff, is it still necessary for Miss Montjoy to remain in town?
Why?
She needs a change. This thing has affected her terribly. Well, she's on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I want to take her to New York.
Why should it affect her more than anyone else in this town? She's not the only one that was shocked by the murders.
But she was the only one found unconscious near the scene of one of them.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
All I meant was her shock was greater. And I've got to take her away.
I'm afraid I can't agree to that. I'm not saying that Miss Manzuri is actually implicated in any way. But this is a serious business. And there's a doggone lot about it we don't know yet. Just to make things a little more involved, a man was murdered in the Scripps Museum last night.
Not a doubt about it, Inspector. Strangled, mold on the throat. Everything identical with the killings in Mapleton.
Dr. Ayad, as an authority and an Egyptian, what do you make of this?
I don't know what to make of it. There's not a trace of Ananka's body.
Looks like this is one time your museum fellas had something put over on you. Maybe there never was a body under those wrappings.
As curator of the Scripps Museum, I examined this mummy when it was first brought in. I assure you the body of Ananka was there.
All right, Doctor, but then it's possible, isn't it? The mummy took it last night.
It would have been impossible for anyone to remove the body without unwinding the bandages that bound it. You can see for yourself, not a single wrapping has been cut. I don't know how to explain it.
What are those markings?
Hieroglyphics explaining the curse of an Ananka.
Could you read them for me?
Certainly. Herein rests, and must forever rest, the body of an Ananka, third daughter of Amenophis. In the hills of Arkham shall Ananka lie, in the tomb appointed for her, and in none other. Because, freed from its resting place, her soul may find reincarnation in another form, again to seek out its salvation on earth.
Now let me get this straight. Are you trying to tell me there's another Ananka running around loose someplace?
I merely translated these hieroglyphics at your request, Inspector.
Well, it may be so, but it sounds like a lot of applesauce to me. First it's a mummy, and now it's a reincarnated woman. Did you find anything else?
Not a thing, Inspector.
Well, I think I'll take a trip to Mapleton. A little searching around there might turn up something. How about it, Doctor? Will you go with me?
Aye.
Yes, I may need your help. I've handled a lot of cases, but never anything like this.
If you really think you need me, I'll be glad to go.
Good.
Just where was that Egyptian girl found the night of the murder?
Right under that tree out there. But we haven't found one thing that connects her with the case yet.
What's this?
Some sort of Egyptian ceremonial lamp. Professor Norman was doing an experiment in it the night he was killed.
What kind of an experiment?
Well, from what little his wife could remember, he was doing something with those leaves.
A ton of leaves. Oh, the stuff that's supposed to keep the monster alive, I believe you said, Dr. Hyde.
Yes, Inspector.
Will you translate that?
Gladly. The inscription states that the mummy, Karis, would come for the tana leaves wherever they are. But there are one or two symbols here which seem incomplete. Norman had gone into this more deeply than I. He was a great Egyptologist, you know.
Well, you've said enough to convince me of one thing. Sheriff, in classic criminology, the criminal always returns to the scene of the crime. But we're not dealing with an ordinary criminal, so maybe we can make him return.
How do you figure to do that?
Just the same way Professor Norman did.
Okay, Inspector, whatever you say.
Fine, now if you'll step outside, I'll explain the rest of my plan. He went through these doors that night, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, I want a pit dug right here, a very deep one.
A pit?
Yes, you told me bullets wouldn't stop the mummy.
We ain't found any yet that would.
Well, my idea, Sheriff, is to trap the mummy when he comes.
If he comes.
All right, if he comes. But once we've got him trapped, we'll have plenty of time to worry about something that will stop him.
Okay, Inspector. Any way you want it. Joe, take care of this.
All right, Sheriff.
Why don't you relax, Tony, and try not to think about it?
I tried to relax, Tony. Honestly, I did. But I have this awful, haunted feeling.
All right, that settles it. We're getting out of here.
What do you mean?
We're going to New York to my people. Can you be ready to leave early in the morning?
Oh, Tom, of course, but...
But what?
But you've forgotten. Sheriff Elwood said I must stay in town.
Can you imagine me forgetting that? Well, we'll send him a telegram and apologize for leaving without saying goodbye.
But your people, Tommy. Maybe they won't want me.
Honey, I've been doing a lot of telephoning today. My family is busy right now getting out the heirloom jewels for the bride.
The bride? Oh, no, Tom.
Oh, so you don't want to marry me, huh? Trying to brush me off.
It's just that... You mustn't do this, Tommy. You'll be graduated soon and...
I love you, Amina.
I hate to interrupt your little love scene, but isn't it getting kind of late?
You're right. This girl has to get plenty of rest tonight. We're leaving first thing in the morning.
Leaving?
Yes, for New York. I'm taking her away from here.
I'm glad, Tom. It's the best thing you can do.
You'll take good care of her until morning, won't you?
You may be sure of that. We're going in and lock all of the doors, and not one of them will be open before morning.
Good enough. Oh, there's one other thing. Peanuts and I had a man-to-man talk this evening, and we both agreed that what she needs is a bodyguard who will never leave her side. And he's convinced me that he's the man for the job. So he's yours from now on, together with all his accomplishments, including his yelp, appetite, and fleas, to watch over you and keep you from harm.
Thank you.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye, Tom. Come, darling.
Hear me, almighty gods of Egypt. Somewhere in the land there is flesh and bone that hides the spirit of Anunka. Show me her dwelling place, almighty Amun-Ra. Give me a sign out of your omniscience and mercy. Give me a sign that I may send Karis forth to reclaim her for whom the tombs of Arkam wait. If now the hour has come to seek and find, give me a sign. Shed your light upon the darkness of my groping. Hear my prayer.
The light. The sign.
This must be the hour. Now you will find her. By the light, and by the sign, you will know her. Go.
Subject you to this, Mrs. Norman.
That's all right. I want to help. Perhaps this time these horrors will be ended.
Thank you. Now, just where was your husband the last time you saw him?
He was seated there.
Is that about right?
Yes. I came down to ask him to come to bed, to let his experiment wait until morning. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, will you please take the professor's place?
Certainly.
Now, just what was he doing?
Well, he was simply boiling some leaves and taking notes. That was all.
What about the lights?
This lamp was on. And the only other light was the one there on the desk.
Will you turn out the other lights, please? Now, Ms. Norman, can you remember anything else? Any remark of his that might be important?
No, I don't think so. Wait. He was excited about something. It seems he had just discovered what some writing meant on there.
Try to remember, Mrs. Norman.
I think it was something about nine. He said nine as if it was very important.
Important? Why, it's the clue I needed to complete this. Nine. Nine tana leaves. That's what he meant.
Fine, that's fine. Thank you, Mrs. Norman. You've been a great help. Now, will you please go to your room? We have a couple of men on guard, so you'll be perfectly safe.
Thank you.
Sheriff. Well, I guess we're all ready. Go ahead, Doctor. How deep did you dig it?
10 feet, all right.
Yeah, it should be. You're going to camouflage that better, aren't you?
Oh, sure. Now, you men know what we're out for tonight. I think we're playing a long shot, but it may work. Now, I want you men to spread out and watch for the mummy. If he shows himself at all, keep him heading this way. Now, you men, take the north end of the Turnpike Road.
Beg pardon, and... Sheriff. But if the mummy starts his way at all, he'll come all the way in order to get what he's after. If he gets here, we're going to need every man we've got to handle him. I suggest that you concentrate your forces right around the house here.
Okay, Inspector. It's your show.
Now, if the monster gets here, don't any of you try to tackle him alone. Simply let him come through. We want to trap him in that pit if it's humanly possible. Is that clear?
Yes, Inspector.
Okay, boys. Stick to the grounds and good luck.
Show me.
Centuries ago, and she has returned. The will of Amun-Ra has been done. We turn our eyes toward home.
Who are you? Why am I here?
I am a priest of Arkham. And you are here because the gods have willed it so.
Let me go.
Do you not know who you are?
I am Amina Mansouri.
You are the Princess Ananka, third daughter of Amenophis, one-time pharaoh of all Egypt.
You're mad.
Centuries ago, you died a cursed death.
No.
The birthmark of Ananka, symbol of the priests of Arkham. You cannot escape your destiny.
It's not true.
It is true. For those who defy the will of the ancient gods, a cruel and violent death shall be their fate. Never shall they find rest unto eternity. Yusuf Bey, why should you not live?
I live. I live to fulfill my destiny as a priest of Farcon.
But what of your destiny as a man? You are thousands of miles from the tombs of Arkham. She is thousands of years from her sin. Look at her. She is beautiful. Karis dared to love her. Are you less brave than he? Almighty Isis, protect me in this my hour of temptation. Give me the strength to fulfill my vows as a priest of Arkham.
The Tana leaves, Yusuf Bey. Tana leaves. They would keep her young and beautiful forever. Take them, Yusuf Bey. You and Ananga together, forever.
Decay. Here in this cup is my gift of life to you. I'm going to make you immortal, and I too shall drink and be immortal. We will not return to Egypt. Our world shall be wide. Our time shall be without end. Has any man before offered a gift of eternal life to his bride?
Three of us, I swear it!
onto something. Come on, boys.
It's young Herbie, Sheriff.
Up there, Amina.
Come on, man.
Stay with him, Doc.
Has been messing around with Tanner Leaves.
And not so long ago.
No, wait, but you'd better take it easy.
Yeah.
Nobody up in that shack.
Boy.
those who defy the will of the ancient gods shall be a cruel and violent death.